When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better! I ain't repeating myself, go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always jittery!
Oh yeah!
Welcome to episode 1435 of Hard Factors, Monday, April 8th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this pod. Everything you need to know, everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Today, Mark's got a lightning round full of Powerball, Michael Jackson, sex crimes, and much more to lead us off.
That's right. Look at Eric on the ones and the two. Producer Eric, who's joining us today, still mixing the show while on. That was impressive.
Very nice. That's nice. Switching the boxes up, the video boxes. Check it out. You can watch the tape live right now, pretty much everywhere. X, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, right?
Rumble.
In the future, maybe paring that down. But still, you can watch this tape live. I've got some politics featuring The Rock and other entertainment politics crossovers to talk about today. Protests, boobs, Boeing, Apple, a lot of the hits.
The Rock had a big win in the main event of night one of WrestleMania. We're taping this during night two. So
So The Rock, he's been moving the needle over the weekend and the week this week. Yeah. So and then producer Eric, as Mark pointed out, joins us today to give us a segment called Edging World War III.
Dude. Things are fucked up around the world. That's for sure.
I bet. Yeah,
is bad. Yeah,
right. Because you were telling us you were doing this segment, and I was like, "Oh, it's about this one thing," and you're like, "No, it's about a different start of World War III." So
yeah, it's a lot closer to home than you think.
Oh shit! Wow. All right, I haven't been paying attention. Also, Civil War the movie comes out this week, right?
Oh, good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. Really cashing in on that lame trend in America where everybody talks about wanting a civil war, which is a fucking lame trend, but I'll still watch the movie. I'll still watch it.
Yeah, it's got that guy, Pat's buddy, you know, the guy who won best actor for like something of the dog, or he was nominated. He didn't win, but he's the guy from Friday Night Lights that was like the goofy friend, that guy.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about. You know the one.
Everyone knows who I'm talking about. Yeah, great actor. Right. Can't remember his fucking name ever. You guys want to party?
Let's do it.
All right. I got a lot of stories in.
I'm living on the edge of a lightning bolt, and I do not apologize for that.
First up, one person won the $1.33 billion Powerball on Saturday night, which was delayed 3 hours because of mysterious pre-setup issues. The government didn't know who to give it to, type thing, right? Or the mafia or whoever is in charge of it was figuring their shit out for 3 hours. And someone in Oregon won.
Well, I like the way they went with it because it was a single ticket, right? It was a $2 ticket of a randomized number, and that one got the jackpot. That's insane. Somebody bought a one entry.
And it's like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It only takes one, right? You know, it's the whole.
Is that why Wes isn't here? Is he sad we lost?
Well, he's working because he's spent all his money on the lotto and still hasn't won it. So
yeah, this spring is like, look, we're all the spring's tough for the Hard Factor host. Life's hitting us pretty hard. So
Full disclosure,
you might see Eric a few times in April.
We're going to be limping through this spring, but don't worry, we're still going. It's
personal
not
lives are at a 30 right now for everyone. Well wishes to Pat's family and Will's family and everyone's family and Wes's work and the winning numbers were 22, 27, 44, 52, 69, and 9 for the Powerball. So if you don't have 69 in your ticket, what's the point, right?
Yeah. I mean, you should really, can you get a random ticket, but demand that 69 be in there every time? At least
they should allow that. Like, cause you don't want to have to fill out all the circles, just right. The 69.
And exactly. Then,
yeah. Just have that covered. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a one woman, right? In Oregon is what they're saying.
I didn't even care. I was so mad. And then look into the details. Yeah. What numbers would you guys pick? I have a list of numbers I would pick now that I'm going to pick now.
Yeah, I got lucky numbers, but I'm not giving them out on the show because
okay.
Yeah,
you're not giving them out. Well, I'm going with 3 and 11 for the band. So 3, okay, yeah, comma nice. 11, 420, right, for 420. So now I've got four numbers, yes. and then 69. That's my five numbers: 3, 11, 420, 69. But
can they go out of order like that?
So it would be 3, 4, 11, 20, 69. But
I like that.
Yeah,
that's a good set.
But I need to find out a Powerball that I won't give out. Anyways, so congratulations or whatever. Use it for some good, lady in Oregon.
The Powerball being a 9 is a real, that's a real wild card. Nobody's picking 9 for their Powerball, but that's.
No, unless you like use that as like your sports jersey or you're born on the 9th, maybe, you know, like those type of people are picking it. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually 7, right? I don't pick 7.
She's so rich now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, maybe she could set up a foundation for children who have been sexually assaulted. And the reason I bring that up is because the next three stories are about children being sexually assaulted. Whoa. That's a brute force transition. So Michael Jackson assault victim accusers. remember these two guys? I think that's Wade Robinson and James Safechuck. And I think they're the two that were featured in like the most recent documentary.
Okay.
About Michael Jackson, which was disgusting.
Right. They went to Neverland Ranch a lot, probably, right. these guys.
Yeah. Did you watch that one, Eric?
No, I really haven't touched Netflix in a while.
You still listening to Michael Jackson over there in the Philippines? Are you,
dude, who doesn't listen to Michael Jackson?
I know, I still do too. Of course, everyone fucking does. If you're, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, so many people, his music's so good that so many people are just like, he didn't do it. You know what I mean?
If you don't
like,
listen to Thriller on Halloween, what is going on?
Right? No, he's the best. Yeah. Michael Jackson's the best, but maybe not out of the studio. Anyways, so those guys, they're back, and they're claiming with their lawyer that the LAPD has possession of some nude Michael Jackson. Photos, and they are demanding to see them. And listen, whether you think Michael Jackson did it or didn't, there's really nothing funny with child sexual abuse. And if these guys were assaulted as kids, that's fucking terrible. But I do have one question: why would you want to see that cock again?
Right,
formative years, I guess. The abuse you'd have to.
Can't they just, don't they see it in their nightmares? Like, right. Why would you want
like, to make sure it still matches up with the nightmares? I don't know. Yeah. That's a weird one. You want to see it again, even though you did a documentary and also probably did they go to court with the estate of Michael Jackson?
He was acquitted 14 times. He never was convicted and he stood trial in 1993 and maybe one other time. Never was convicted. So, not casting any judgment. I just, you know, and their defense team is claiming, I think maybe something along the lines of like, maybe he was naked around kids type thing in the photos or something like that. So maybe it corroborates a little bit, but I wouldn't want to see that cock again. You know, the one that ruined your life. Anyways, moving on, I guess, their lawyers. Yeah. I mean, I guess enough about kid diddling. Oh, wait, no, there's two more stories.
Well, it's a hot topic these days. Too many kid diddlers out there.
Update on this lady. You remember her?
You seen that? Yeah. Also, like, apparently, I didn't finish it, but apparently, the end of the Nickelodeon thing is just horrible.
I didn't even watch it. I couldn't.
Talking about panda eyes and whatnot. I don't know.
I've doing it on the news today, and we covered a lot. It's that was one I skipped. But maybe some other time. Update.
Yeah, on this. It's really. I mean, it's great to be living at the time when all these kid diddlers are getting caught, but also it's pretty sobering. At the same time,
I can't absorb all the content. It's brutal. Update on this lady. This is 23-year-old Florida woman, Alyssa Ann Zinger. And turns out the punchline is she was pretending to be, 14 to hook up with teenagers. Zinger. Remember her?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. This lady is one of the craziest Florida women we've ever covered.
We might have
Florida Man Friday.
Yeah, we might have only done it on patreon.com/hardfactor. I think we did on the main, but maybe we did it. She was arrested back in November and accused of at least 30 sexual acts with, she banged 12 to 15 year olds constantly pretending to be homeschooled in her neighborhood. So she was like, I'm the new girl and I don't go to your middle school or high school because I'm homeschooled. But like working at Publix and I was 23 and living by herself, I think.
Yep. And this is the one that got caught because she got like into it with an ex of one of the young guys she was like getting with, right? Is that?
I forget how she got. I mean, eventually they just caught her because she's 23 and she was banging like multiple.
I think she got
raping multiple. Sorry, not banging. Right. Raping. Yeah. It's sorry.
Right. I think she got, I think this is the girl that got caught because she like basically got into a fight with like an ex of one of the boys she was getting with. And then they reported her to the school.
Yeah. And I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. So she got arrested in November, but she's like back home while awaiting trial or whatever. Well, she got arrested again this past week and they tacked on two more counts of lewd or lascivious, molestation from victims age 12 to 15, two more counts of lewd battery, possession of child pornography, in-state transmission of child pornography by electronic device, and sexual cyber harassment.
She went back to it while she was awaiting trial.
I think they just found more stuff. She didn't throw her laptops in the lake or the river. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that kiddie porn was just too precious to her.
So. Yeah. So, all right. If you think that's bad, I got one last one for you here in Texas. That's why I'm wearing my Rangers shirt, where everything is bigger, including the depravity. Mm. You know what I mean? It's bad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, like Beavis and Butthead, they were the first to sort of like show you that Texas, you know, Texas is just as depraved as everywhere else. And it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Beavis and Butthead were mostly harmless. Not the case with 52 and 53-year-old William, who goes by Mitchell, and I'll be referring to as Mitchell from now on in the story, and Jolie Keene. That's Mitchell and Jolie Keene. Happily married couple, right? From the...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, they look happy. They're in the snow there. Mitchell's wearing a t-shirt in the snow.
Yeah.
So
odd choice. Here they are now arrested, so not as happy.
Yeah, upset in that one. Yeah, mugshots.
Yeah, not hugging. Mitchell is a Navy veteran, a former sailor, good man. And Jolie was a nurse up until very recently when she was dishonorably discharged. Because it turns out Mitchell, father of two, and dog owner, discharged in an HEB last month near Houston while following kids around the store. Clean up an aisle. What the fuck?
What? He was jacking off while following kids while walking around the HEB.
The subject of his desire were kids that got him hard. And he was following them around and jerked off to like completion in an HEB.
And he got arrested like on the. That's fucking crazy. He got arrested there.
Well, yeah, because luckily the greatest. No, not. No, I don't think there. Luckily, the greatest grocery store on earth, HEB, has plenty of cameras. Right. Herbert E. Butts is doing pretty well. He can afford to put cameras in his stores. So when they like, you know, heard the kids told their parents or whatever, and then the cops got involved and they interviewed the kids and then they checked the tapes and they're like, there's no mistaking what he's doing here.
The kids are right. He was jacking off right behind them. That's him, Mitchell.
Checked out.
You can see it. What the fuck? So he's just a total psycho.
Yeah. But with a lot of these stories, right, the problem is when there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah.
And the fire came in the form of the videos on his cell phone that police found when they raided the Keene's home.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can assume, you can imagine some of the stuff, right?
Little like, kids.
Right.
Oh, that's disgusting. Like nude ones. That's bad.
Yeah. Lots of whatever you're thinking probably and worse with kid stuff. So they're like, yeah, that checks out. We're going to have to take him in for a while here. But there was some other stuff on there too, which was interesting. That's why we're going to have to get to Jolie here because the couple, they were known around town as the animal lovers. They had some funny nicknames. They had three dogs and like, they're always helping rescue animals and they're volunteering.
That's nice.
And they even called Mitchell around town, the pet detective. Well, Ace Ventura, they're like, this guy is like, you know,
you'll find your lost pet no matter where it is.
Now they're calling his wife the Great Dane fucker because there's videos of their biggest dog, Great Dane, the biggest breed of dog, you know, that exists pretty much in terms of height and stuff. She was banging the Great Dane at least three times in the phone.
Wow. And he filmed that? He was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. This is a Texas, Florida man. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I mean. That's tough to put this on, that's tough to put that kind of evil on Florida, but
I mean, these two are fucking sickos, and they're parading around as, you know, like a Navy veteran and this nurse that's been, you know, and they rescue animals. So up until like 2 weeks ago, everyone thought that these people were super nice.
But some people knew. Some people were like, one day.
Yeah.
One day.
Well, one weirdo.
Incredibly sad, because I don't know what happened to them, but they had a 2-year-old. He died. This is him back when they, you know, terrible. Now they have an 18 and a 10-year-old who have to go live with their relatives. And the three dogs, I don't know what's going to happen to them, but I imagine it's going to be hard to get that Great Dane who has a taste for pussy adopted when he's 190 pounds. And
that's tough. You're horny.
The Carfax on that Great Dane aren't great.
Great Dane horny for people coming into your house. That's going to be...
It's tough sell.
That's mixing things up. Yeah, a lot of people. It's not for everybody. No.
Anyways, that's the stuff I found in the news this weekend.
Damn. Too many kid diddlers out there. Stop it, everybody.
Happy Monday. Happy Eclipse Day. Few investments make better long-term hedge against inflation, depression, and economic downturns than precious metals like gold and silver. Am I right?
Yeah, if any.
Yeah, very few. Plan for the inevitable and protect your retirement savings with a gold-backed IRA from Noble Gold Investments. Now, Noble Gold Investments is the gold IRA company that Americans trust, because the founders of Noble Gold have more than 20 years of combined experience in buying gold and silver. They have secured more than $1 billion in precious metals for their clients. That's a billion with a B. So yeah, if you want to hedge against inflation, which seems to be like just running rampant, like kid diddling in the stories. And you want to, you know, during economic downturn, if you want a defense for that, something that is foolproof is gold and silver. So they have two ways they can send you this, by the way. You can get set up. You can do a tax advantage gold IRA, which is sweet, or you can have physical gold delivered to your door from Noble Gold Investments, which is sweeter, in my opinion. I'd want that, you know. With that gold bar.
Touch gold, baby.
Yeah. Eric, we got to send you some gold in the Philippines. You're going to
do it. Send it over.
You might get killed, though, for it. You know.
We'll send you as much gold as Noble Gold's going
to
send you.
Yeah. Invest in something you can hold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor to get started. Don't wait. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/hardfactor.
Get in there. All right. I'm going to tell you guys about some more fails real quick. But first, a couple of live comments back to how you can watch us live. Big Fudge, he says, we got a picture of the dog. Is the Great Dane black?
I mean, I'm sure he was packing.
It is a Great Dane after all.
Yeah.
We don't know the shade, though, Big Fudge. And then They Call Me Big Joe says, what 4chan forum did they meet on? Good question as well, because
that couple's fucked up, man. Yeah,
could have been a Discord too.
That's why I'm wearing Rangers. Go Rangers! Those are Stros fans. As Will pointed out before the show.
True, Spring, Texas is Stros territory. Also, that's strong Telegram vibes from that couple. I'd say too. Okay, lot of people getting F's in the chat these days. Is that fails? Is that Eric? Is that what that means? I don't know.
No, RIP. RIP is from pay respects. It's from a Call of Duty game, I think.
Oh, okay. So that means
you press F to pay respects.
You suck. Yeah. Or is that?
No. Just like you died in the game. So
yeah.
F.
Yeah.
F's man. Okay. You want to be the person giving the F's, not receiving the F's.
Right. So. Yeah. And I'm not talking about F's in the chat. Eric just cleared it up. But I'm not talking about the random commenters on social media calling us fat either. Lots of those going on. Okay. That's a lot of those.
I know. In the chat.
We get it. Okay. While that is still happening all the time, we've got some other kinds of failures to discuss today. First up, Boeing can't stop fucking up ever with one of their planes on the 737-800 MAX, you know, the one that has all the problems. One of their plane engines on a Southwest flight lost its cover immediately after takeoff in Denver and grounded the flight over the weekend. The video is fucking insane. Check it out, guys. Here, I'm going to turn the volume down. Probably it's loud. But here it is.
So this is an engine cover.
Yeah, they're taking off here, or I guess maybe this is when they're landing, but the engine cover.
Takeoff.
It's completely coming off. Yeah. So there it goes. So they haven't left the ground yet. And just ripped, just flying straight off the engine there. You can see the exposed engine just from sitting in your seat.
Well, we only have the entire trip to go with this. Yeah.
It looks like the gremlin on the wing scene from the Twilight Zone movie. You know? Have you guys seen that? It's a classic, except in this case, the gremlin ripping the wing apart is actually just the plane itself. That's what's happening in this case with Boeing.
It's the CEO of Boeing cutting corners and rushing his planes into development. He's the gremlin. Yeah.
So a classic horror film brought to life thanks to Boeing. Their stock, incidentally, is down over 27% on the year. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they've done $27% worth of damage to. You remember when Simpsons Treehouse of Horror spoofed it with the gremlin on the school bus taken off the on the way to school?
Yes. Yeah. It's good. It's one of those classic scenes. A lot of people have done it. It was an airplane as well. Like now Boeing has done it with their own plane being the villain.
That was them paying respects to.
Yeah, it was their homage. Always just doing it out of the classics, you know? Yeah, so fucking Boeing, man. Get your shit together. Like,
this is alarming. How many more planes?
Jet Zero get the new jets out, right? Because, like, fuck.
Well, they're all still out there, right? Like, this is going to keep happening.
No, whenever I'm booking a flight now, I'm always, like, avoiding 737 800 maxes. Like, I'm looking at the model. Like, it's bad. It's bad.
I hate it, especially because I mean, I got to travel a whole ocean to get back to the U.S. every time.
Right? Yeah. You're so fucked if you're in a Boeing.
Can you swim, Eric?
No. Yeah. That's the problem.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You don't want to crash in anything in a plane, unfortunately. Yeah. And Boeings aren't giving anybody any confidence these days. Speaking of vehicular failures, Apple is reportedly pivoting to personal home robot butlers.
Robot. This is good for you, Will.
Yeah, big robot butler guy. So I'm happy. After the failure of their Apple AI car program that failed after about 8 to 10 years and untold billions of dollars in development. We're talking like probably triple digit billions that they pumped in that car that they eventually just took away. All those people that were working on the AI car now just part of the overall AI team. To be honest with you, I love the move. As Mark pointed out, I'm a huge robot butler guy. But Apple is getting Tim cooked by the analysts for it. Everybody's saying this is a horrible idea. Gonna fail. Gonna be. What do you guys think about the robot butlers?
Go for it, Eric. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like all the big companies are sort of heading in that direction. Like if you look at the Chinese companies too, they're sort of like leaning towards that direction because they're at the like smart car stage right now, like the Chinese companies, the robot butlers next. So I think right now they're going to suck, but I mean in a few days
now they're gonna be suck, insane. Nobody's gonna catch up to Tesla and some of these other electric car companies that are already so far ahead, right? Apple realized that they're pivoting to the robot butler game.
I'm with you, Will. I think they're cool and I think it's a good idea and can be helpful, but I don't think my pets are going to think that they're cool. I think these are going to be the biggest problem the robot butlers are going to have is with small animals.
For sure. And we're so far off. Like I wouldn't worry about that. I'm just happy that there's going to be at least two robot butlers to pick from with now this Apple one and the Tesla one once my kids grow up and leave me and my wife with all the chores again. Because then I'm going to need the robot butler, right?
It's a bachelor's fucking best friend. Absolutely.
Bachelor, elderly, that's the robot butler sweet spot right there.
Family, babies and pets are probably not going to be getting along with the robot butler, but it's okay. It'll be fine.
Probably not. You got to make them weak. I like Tesla's idea of making them extremely like frail, you know? Like I hope the Apple one is similar, like where it can't possibly injury
robot abuse is going to be sky high. People are going to be slapping these things around, you know, treating them like shit.
Interesting. I'm worried about worried
better
about,
robot than your wife, right?
You know? I'm worried about the negative potential but also more excited about the positive potential. Saw a live comment from B Fox. He says just flew on the new 737. Wow, glad you're alive, B Fox. And I love robot butlers so much I might have to program one myself, like that guy in The Mandalorian. He's one of my favorite characters. You know, he like took the killer robot, made it into a butler. Takes care of Grogu. Yeah. Love that thing. Anyways, he's a hero of mine. And so if I was to start the a business of one, reprogramming killer robots into productive robot butlers, I would be a fool not to use Collective to handle all of my tax services for that business of one. Tax season is here, which means more paperwork and more headaches for your business of one, but you don't have to handle it alone this year. Let Collective take care of all your tax and accounting needs and see how you could save thousands with an S Corp. Okay, that's the election you want to have if you're a business of one. Collective is in the all-in-one financial solution business for self-employed entrepreneurs that specialize in S Corp elections. Okay, let Collective handle your taxes, bookkeeping, and payroll, all for a fraction of the cost of a CPA. And if your business of one is making at least $60,000 in profit annually, then you could be missing out on thousands in tax savings every year. With Collective, the S Corp tax election is saving its members an average of $10,000 per year. Right now, Collective is waiving the onboarding fee when you go to collective.com/hardfactor and tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's a $199 value waived and a full year of S Corp savings when you go to collective.com/hardfactor and tell them Hard Factor sent you. That's collective.com/hardfactor. Tell them Hard Factor sent you.
Hell yeah. You mentioned Star Wars and the Mandalorian spinoff, right? Like they're kind of like one of the OGs of robot butlers, right? So much so that when Spaceballs spoofed them, Joan Rivers's robot character was a literal robot butler. She was like a maid.
The C-3PO maid. I'm a huge R2-D2 guy. You see me wear the sweatshirt sometimes, even got the sweat. I mean, I love the R2-D2 is my ideal robot. If you were to put that is the number one robot. That's the standard I want to see these robot butlers achieve. I just don't know if they really will, because that's
they romanticize the robot butler for sure.
Bring you drinks. He's got a lighter on the thing. I mean,
Eric's about to scare the shit out of us with this World War III stuff. Yeah.
So, let's just get into it. So, you know, Gen Z is known as the most depressed generation, right?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's only going to get worse.
Uh-oh.
Because, you know, inflation is like literally fucking our wallets left, right, and center. We got tensions rising slowly but surely. And, you know, usually when you think like conflicts, you don't think, you know, close to home in the U.S. or anywhere. True. But you might want to rethink that, because Ecuador invaded Mexico on Friday.
So what now?
Really?
Why?
Ecuador invaded Mexico. For what reason?
What?
Sort of. Let me explain. So Ecuador on Friday night, they decided it would be a great idea to completely take over the Mexican embassy. They just stormed it with military personnel, the police. They like blockade the whole thing.
Okay. And inside Ecuador, though. They're
inside Ecuador.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Locking them and down. And
so technically invaded them, because that's,
right.
Embassies are the country abroad, essentially. So technically.
Like the Argo scenario. Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so essentially Ecuador threw out the window like 60 years of just, you know, international norms. You don't do that. Like, embassies are, you know, low-key sacred in international law. And the reason why was because Mexico on Friday gave amnesty to a criminal, the former vice president of Ecuador, who was trying to get asylum in Mexico.
Yeah, that's going to piss off Ecuador.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, the reason why Mexico gave this guy asylum was because a week prior, the Mexican president said that the escalating political violence in the country leading up to the June elections are similar to the violence seen in Ecuador. And so that pissed him off. That pissed off all the Ecuadorians.
He fired a shot at Ecuador for being violent jerk-offs and then granted asylum to their most hated vice president in the generation.
And so the reason...
Poking the bear a little bit too hard and too often.
Also, the pot calling the kettle black. Like, you're gonna flee somewhere because of cartel violence against politicians and then flee to Mexico?
Yeah.
If not the number one spot, the number two to Ecuador or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's like,
okay, Mr. Glasshouse, stone thrower. Yeah.
But there's a little something. The reason why they granted asylum was in retaliation, because the comments pissed off Ecuador. So Ecuador kicked off the Mexican ambassador from the country because of the president's comments. And so that the asylum, these dudes granting them asylum was like the retaliation to the Mexican ambassador getting kicked out.
It's like a tit for tat, like oh no, your country's more corrupt than us. No, Your country's more corrupt, and this is like a thing, even though they're all run by the cartel.
Did they kill anyone or take anyone hostage?
They literally stormed and took the vice president and just basically took down the Mexican flag. Right, now they have the whole embassy blockaded with the military. The Mexicans fled with friendly embassies. They got him out of there.
But are they still in Ecuador? No, they're out of there.
They're already out.
That's good.
They got out of there real quick.
Because when someone gets killed or held hostage, that's when it really escalates.
At least Ecuadorians let the Mexicans go.
Yeah. One of the Mexican security guys tried to stop the whole Ecuadorian military from getting in, so he got shoved to the ground and hurt a little bit, but. Other than that, they just got in there and took over.
One guard at the Mexican embassy was going to stand up to the entire brigade.
That's on him.
Ecuadorian military coming to take their own ex-vice president.
And so, for those of you guys who don't know, basically the violence in Ecuador has been through the roof. The last 3 years have slowly put Ecuador as the murder capital of the world. And so things are getting really bad there. And so the current president is really cracking down on that. And so when a Mexican president tells him to get his shit together, that's not going to go well for somebody who's trying to be a strong man. And so now Mexico has severed ties with Ecuador, and all the South American countries are dude, what are you doing, Ecuador? You don't do that, because this gives the green light to all these other nations and dictators around the world to just take over embassies now. Because up to this point, you usually only see this from insurgent groups or groups backed by Iran or something crazy like that. But you don't see an actual government tell the military to go take over an embassy.
They're done. They're not going to work together.
After you storm somebody's embassy and take your own dude back out of it, it's official fate on site. I think that's how the streets say it. Between the
cancel two any sort of trips where the leaders were going to meet or anything like that. That's done.
It's over.
Yeah. United Nations already condemned them. And here's the irony in this, though. In 2012, the Brits threatened to invade the Ecuadorian embassy because of Julian Assange. Uh-huh. And so I guess, they kind of got a little bit from that playbook here and just
the UN was cool. They were like, yeah.
Eric, I have a question. Are you Ecuadorian?
No.
Okay.
From El Salvador.
Salvador. Please.
Yeah.
I just wanted for the record, because I was going to be able to blame you if you.
No, I'm fine. I got nothing to do here. It's just, when things get this close to home, it just doesn't look right. Because
the Mexican president. It's like they're closer than we are.
Yeah. So. Let me ask you, how close is El Salvador to Ecuador?
Right in the middle. Distance right in the middle.
You're between Mexico and Ecuador for sure.
Yeah. And so, the Mexican president is not happy. And what I've seen on TikTok the last 24 hours is people glamorizing the potential of war between Ecuador and Mexico, especially the
Mexicans. Everybody does, man.
They're so horny for war.
You're moving World War III hype, because that already exists right now, because Iran has apparently told the U.S. that to expect them to strike Israel anytime. So that's already the World War III hype's already going in the Middle East. And then now we're moving it also. We're copy pasting it over to Central America, Central and South America.
Yeah.
Raytheon's just putting a bunch of machine guns and guitar cases for this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of
Desperado. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Raytheon's, Raytheon's working on the guitar machine gun setup. Yeah,
being in the Mexican military wouldn't be that amazing or glamorous, but being in the Desperado unit would be badass.
Yeah,
they give you
So things are bad.
Yeah,
they're bad. That stinks. But Gen Z, you know what? They should just have some sex, roll over, laugh about it. That's Dr. Will's prescription to get over this World War III.
Stop worrying about, getting fucked and start fucking, right?
Yeah.
Especially in the U.S.
You can only control what you can control. Now, don't do any of the things that were told in my stories. Those were crime.
Take the power back in a good way. Well, who's Gen Z Rage Against the Machine. You know, that's what you need to lean on in times like these. You know?
Oh, true. Yeah, there's definitely.
I don't know who the equivalent is, but pop on some Bomb track, you know.
Yeah.
Get laid. Have a great time. Okay. Don't worry about World War III. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Here's more fails. F's in the chat. An Instagram link that Mark sent about a creepy janitor out of Ontario. A janitor.
I think. Go ahead.
What's that?
I don't think this is real.
No, it's from meme.ig.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of it. It says a janitor of a building in Quebec who allegedly asked four women to hit him in the private parts for $100 is sentenced to prison for the next 6 months. As a concierge, he had the cell phone numbers of the victims. He reached out to them to offer them money if they hit him in the genitals for 30 minutes. So,
yeah, I believed it because it was believable at first before I saw this from Imaji. But when I got tipped off, it's when they started calling the women kicking him in the nuts the victims. They're referring to them as the victims.
Love it. I hope that's a real news story. Here's a for sure real one. Another F. The Rock gave himself an F in the chat for his 2020 presidential nomination of Joseph Robinette Biden. Take a listen to his recent interview.
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
So,
yeah, that's a big one. Outside of like Taylor Swift, he's probably, you know, one of the biggest celebrities. He's got a lot of influence. Now,
Maui. He went on to win a WWE match after that. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that I think, I don't know if he needed to say that. He's obviously not going to endorse anyone, but I think that part of it is because he's now on the board of directors at WWE. And there's a lot of, you know, Republicans buy sneakers and tickets to the WWE type thing.
Yeah. A lot of people saying that's a business move.
Yeah. He's a business guy.
Going to get interesting this election season. And speaking of that, we have a congressional candidate, a recurring guest actually coming on tomorrow's pod. And, you know, maybe somebody who's running to replace George Santos. Get ready. And finally, Greta Thunberg has been arrested again in Holland. If you don't know who Greta Thunberg is here, let a Tony Soprano impersonator explain it.
Greta fucking Thunberg on the cover of Time. Jesus Christ. She's 14. She should be in timeout. Look at climate change. It's always fucking changing. Yesterday we had rain. Today we got clouds. Gives a shit. It's all a big fucking jerk off. Come over here. See this vegetation? It's been there for years. Since Iroquois and Aztecs and shit.
Yeah, so that's Tony explaining who Greta Thunberg is. Greta Thunberg's her real name. She's been arrested again in Holland recently this last weekend while protesting for climate, as always, as Tony pointed out. She was at The Hague this time, but something feels different this time around. I don't know what it is. Here's the clip. We're being dragged to the paddy wagon by police. Okay. You see, just a little bit of protesting arrested, you know, for going. But something, I just don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Something feels a little bit different this time around. I'm not sure what it is. You guys got any ideas?
No. What do you, seems like normal.
So, I mean, here's her getting arrested in Sweden in 2023. And then
she's 20 there, by the way. I looked up her age because I know 20, where you're going with it. She's 21 now.
Here's her just now, April 21 now. It's just a little different. I don't know what it is. Something feels different. Maybe she had a growth spurt or something. You guys.
Yeah.
The saying,
I think he's talking about.
I don't know.
Or warlocks.
The 2023 in Sweden. And then just a few months later. April 2024, here we are in Holland. I don't know. Something's a little bit different. Taking it to the internet here, Matt at Mart posting on Twitter, he tweets, "Stop global warming now." And then just a picture of her being dragged to the paddy wagon. And people are excited. I don't know what's different about this protest, but it got her back on Hard Factor. That's for sure. And it's got the internet talking. So,
yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. She's eating good. It's going right to the chest. Yeah.
Got to be the GMOs, Big Fudge says. Yeah, maybe so. Anyways, that's the show. Patreon.com/Hard Factor if you need more Hard Factor. But most importantly, get out there and have yourselves a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right?
No. See you later. Yeah.